The book of the Revelation, chapter 2. We continue our study on the seven churches, the church in Asia. Book of the Revelation, chapter 2. And we're going to read the chapter again. We can't read the same chapter too often. I have told you about the brother in New York. 2 weeks of gospel meetings. One text, John 3:16, spoke every night for 2 weeks, and every message was different. That's the book. Chapter 2, please, of the book of the Revelation, verse 1. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, or in Ephesus, write, These things saith he that holdeth seven stars in his right hand, and who walks in the midst of the seven lampstands. I know thy works, thy labor, thy patience, how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless I have against thee that thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy lampstand out of his place, except thou repent. This thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the garden of the paradise of God. May the Lord bless to us the reading of his word. Now last Lord's Day we considered together the Lord walking in the midst of the churches. And we considered our walk with him. The walk of fellowship and the walk of companionship. I trust that we have been enjoying the walk with the Lord. Tonight we want to consider his walking in the midst of the golden lampstands. What do the golden lampstands represent? Chapter 1, verse 20. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. The seven lampstands which thou sawest are the seven churches. Walking with the Lord, and he's holding the seven lampstands. And that brings us to the question, what is the purpose of a lampstand? What is the purpose of a lampstick to give light? The purpose of the lampstand is to give light. John chapter 8. Again, we will be turning to a number of scriptures. I remember a brother who visited an assembly in Denver, Colorado. And I went there, and there was a sister. And she said, I couldn't understand anything that this brother said. She was born locally here, and he was born in one of the islands. And she said, I couldn't understand the thing he said. But I took down every scripture, and when I went home, I went over the scriptures and tried to link them up. We're going to turn to many scriptures. John chapter 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I am the light of the world. Chapter 9, verse 5. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. But he isn't in the world. Who's the light then? Matthew chapter 5. He is the light of the world, but is no longer in the world. Where then is the light to come from? Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Ye are the light of the world. Us believers are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth forth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, 2 and 5. Two and fifteen. First, verse 14. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the children of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. We are to shine as lights in the world, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Is the world crooked and perverse? While I listen to the news and I read the news, I wonder what is happening. People in high places telling lies. People in low places telling lies. Children in school shooting each other, shooting. And we're supposed to shine. Our responsibility is to shine in a wicked and perverse world. John chapter 5. John chapter 5. Verse 35. Let's start at 33. Our Lord is speaking. Ye sent unto John. He bear witness unto the truth. But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say that he might be saved. Now here is what the Lord said about John. He was a burning and shining light. And what he says, what he says about me? And what he says about Arthur Gomes? Am I a burning and shining light? And each of us here should ask ourselves, what does the Lord say about me? Ruth chapter 1. Ruth chapter 1. You know, there are those who say that the Bible puts women down. They haven't read the Bible, or if they've read it, they've read it wrong. And we're going to read about a woman. I don't know of any man in any scripture that says what she says. Let's read. Ruth chapter 1, verse 16. Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, to return from following after thee. Whither thou goest, I will go. Where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, thy God, my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and much more also, if aught but death part me and thee. Aren't those noble words? Those are great words spoken by a woman. Don't you let anybody deceive you and tell you that the Bible is against women. They either read it wrong or they don't understand what they're reading. Women are highly favored in the Word of God. No man spoke these words. Look at them when you go home. These are noble words. Great words. She was a shining light. Pardon me, Naomi was a shining light. Ruth must have seen something in Naomi to make her come to this conclusion. I wonder what they see in me. I wonder what my children see in me. I wonder what my neighbors see in me. My co-workers, my schoolmates. What do they say of me? John, the Lord said of him, he was a burning and shining light. Ruth looked at Naomi and said, I want what you have. Which reminds me, there was a certain man, and he was in charge of a group of men. And this man, their boss, was retiring. And they gave him a party. And they were all wishing him this, that, and the other. You know what that man got up and said? I've watched all of you. And there's only one man in here that I would like to be like. And he pointed out to a man who was a child of God. And that man got up and ministered the gospel. He shined. And the boss recognized him. Are we shining? What do our neighbors have to say about us? A woman shines, and a man. As I mentioned, in this world, there are many who say that God is against women and the Bible is against women. That's nonsense. Men and women are equal, but not equivalent. They are different, but not deficient. Equal, but not interchangeable. And that's a sin that we are seeing around us every day. Equal, but not interchangeable. And they are meant to cooperate and not criticize. The nobility of women, the nobility of men, whom God can point to and say, he or she was a shining light. How does one become a shining light? What is necessary in order to be a shining light? Exodus chapter 34. How to become a shining light. Exodus chapter 34, verse 27. The Lord said unto Moses, write those thou these words. After the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. He was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. Oh, that must have been something. 40 days and 40 nights alone with the Lord? No wonder we're going to read what follows. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. Now, he's up there 40 days and 40 nights. Verse 29. It came to pass when Moses came down from the Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses knew not that the skin of his face shined while he talked with them. You want to shine? Contact with the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember years ago, I was in Denver, Colorado. And at the hotel where I stayed, there was a photography shop. And I saw a picture there, and I went and I asked the photographer, I said, what is that picture? He said, oh, that's a picture of the Capitol at night. I said, thank you, good. Then he said to me, but you can't take that picture. You can't get that picture. But I got it. You know what happened? I went and borrowed a tripod, put the camera on the tripod. Now, he thought that I was going to just click it a fraction of a second and get the picture. But I kept that lens open for 90 seconds and got a beautiful time exposure. Moses was in the presence of the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. You want to shine? You have to get in the presence of the Lord and spend time there. Spend time in the presence of the Lord. Well, how do you know His presence? How do you get into His presence? He isn't down here. How are we going to get into His presence and stay there? Luke chapter 24. Time in the presence of the Lord. But where is the presence of the Lord to be found? Luke chapter 24, verse 27. The Lord is speaking. Beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. You want to see the Lord? He's in the scriptures. John chapter 5. Verse 39. Search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life, they are they which testify of me. If you want to see the Lord, you've got to look into the book and spend time in the book. Speed reading will not do it. Time. And the scriptures testify of him. I remember when I first came to Maryland, I did a little prison work. One evening I asked the prisoners, who is the chief character in the Bible? And all of them said, man. Then I pointed them to these two scriptures. The chief character in the Bible is the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you read the Bible and don't see him, you've missed it. And it says we look at him that we are in a position to reflect his beauty. But we have to give him a time exposure. Not this business, get up in the morning, read a verse, go to work, and don't even remember the verse that we read. That won't do it. We've got to spend time. The story is told of a young man going off to college. And as he left, taking his clothes and whatnot, his mother gave him a wallet with some money in it. He went away, and after about 4 weeks, he wrote back to his mother, Mother, I am low on cash. His mother wrote back, Dear son, I have received your letter. I have noted the contents. Read your Bible. God bless you, mother. He wondered, what's wrong with her? He got down to his last $10. He wrote, Mother, I'm down to my last $10. I have nothing but $10 left. Mother wrote back, Son, I have read your letter. I have carefully noted every word. Read your Bible and God bless you. And when he got there, he said, Mother must be getting Alzheimer's disease. She doesn't understand what I need. I need money, and she's telling me, read your Bible. Then one night, sitting in his room, he said, well, maybe if I take the Bible and read it, God will bless me and send me some money. He picked up the Bible, had to dust it off. He had never read it while it was away. He says, I don't know what's going to happen, but Mother keeps saying, read your Bible. So I'm going to read the Bible. I don't know where to start or what to read. I just open it and read whatever I see. And what do you think happened? He opened the Bible and there was a $50 bill. And then he turned the pages and there was a 20. And he turned the other way and was another 20. And interspersed between those pages were various bills of various denominations. I'm not going to tell you to read your Bible. I believe you do read it. Keep reading it. Young folks, read your Bible. I don't say you're going to get money, but you're going to get direction. You're going to get advice. You're going to get strength from the Lord for the way. Read your Bible. And as we read the Word of God, we see the Lord Jesus Christ, and then we are in a position to reflect His beauty. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Verse 7. I suggest when you go home that you read the whole chapter and you get the entire connection. If the ministration of death written and engraved in stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses, we just read that, for the glory of his countenance, which glory was done away. Verse 18. We all with open face, unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. Where do we behold it? In the Bible. Are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. You want to reflect the beauty and the glory of the Lord? Get with the book. Study the book. It's amazing what effect it will have. The effect it will have on our neighbors. The general effect that it will have. Now there are a couple of things that I would like to call attention to with reference to light. I'm going to tell you a few facts. I'm not going to tell you how I know them. God has blessed us in this meeting with some very intelligent sisters and brothers. Now you ask them why I'm saying what I say. I'm about to say. Assume that my left hand is a source of light and that my right hand is receiving light. I stand 1 foot from the source of light. How much light will I get on my right hand? I go 2 feet. How much light will I get on my right hand? You say, well, you get half as much. No, you don't. You get 1/4 as much. And if I go 3 feet, you say, well, you should get 1/3. No, you get 1/9. You don't have to. Ask these experts here. They'll tell you why that's true. You don't have to go very far from the Lord before the light that you reflect diminishes. We need to keep near to the Lord. Go just a short distance and the light diminishes. So I tell you the answer. Brother says yes. Inversely is the square of the distance. You know what that means? Ask the mathematicians here. They'll explain all that to you. And we are his lamp. Let me read a little portion. His lamp am I, to shine where he shall say. Lamps are not for sunny rooms, nor for the light of day, but for the dark places of earth, where shame and wrong and crime have birth, or for the murky twilight gray, where running sheep have gone astray. Does this world need light? Are we shining? Are we reflecting the beauty of the Lord? If we fail to reflect the beauty of the Lord to the unsaved, we have a responsibility that they're not saved. Have you ever thought of that? We have a responsibility to shine so that they will see the light and be one for the Lord Jesus Christ. And failure on our part means many are not saved. So may I shine His love to flame, that men may glorify His name. We used to sing a hymn in New York, it's not in our book. Shining for Jesus. Jesus wants me for a sunbeam to shine for Him each day. In every way try to please Him, at home, at school, at play. A sunbeam, I'll be a sunbeam for Jesus. Will you be loved? Will I? So focus on Him that we can reflect the beauty of the Lord. See, I was born a long time ago, before electricity became... Well, you young one, you wouldn't know what to do if you didn't turn on an electric light. But I was born in the days of oil lamps. Very few of you know anything about an oil lamp. But you know what? My mother would not only light the wick, but she would take that lamp and clean out the soot. And if the light is to come out, the container must be clean. You know what happens when you're driving and you go through a mudslide? Your lights are darkened. The vessel that lets the light through must be clean if the light is to come through. That window there, if the light is to come through, the window must be clean. And if the light is to be reflected from us, we too must be clean. And you know how you get clean? Ephesians chapter 5. The water washing of the word. And sometimes the Lord sends us through difficulties to purify us. Sometimes He sends us through waters. You know why He sends us through waters? Not to drown us, but to cleanse us. Sometimes He sends us through the fire. Not to burn us, but to purify us. But we must experience the gazing on Him. There is a woman, or was a woman, Evelyn Woods was her name. You're familiar with her. Speed reading? That's fine for the newspaper. Don't speed read the book. You'll miss so much. And when you read, read with determination and attention. I've told the story and you've heard it, about the man who read Seek and Find, Hunt and Peck. And he opened his book, closed his eyes and put his finger down, looked up. Judas went and hung himself. Oh, he said, oh, that's not for me. So he turned to another page, put his finger down, opened his eyes. Go and do thou likewise. No, that's not for me. Did it the third time, this time. That which thou doest, do it quickly. That's not the way to read the Word of God. You ask God to lead you to a certain scripture, to a certain portion, where He would have you read. And it's amazing what He will tell you, what He will show you. And on the basis of that, you will shine for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm about through. It's 8 o'clock, I'm supposed to be through. I think the hymn is 635. Shining for Jesus. Yes, 635. Jesus bids us shine. with a clear, pure light, like a little candle burning in the night. In this world of darkness, we must shine. You in your small corner, and I in mine. Maybe shine. And the secret is attention to this book, reflecting the beauty of the Lord. We will shine for Him. And the secret of shining is getting with the book. Time with the book, and we will shine. Another hymn, not in our book. Shine when friends forsake you. Shine when others fail you. Keep your eyes on Jesus and shine, shine, shine. Shall we pray? Holy Father, we bow in thy presence divine with worship and with thanksgiving. We thank thee for salvation, thy way of salvation. Thou so loved the world that thou gave thy Son, who bore in his body our sins and shed his blood to cleanse us from sin. We give thee thanks. And now as thou walk with the church and with thy people, thou wouldst have us to shine for thee. May it be ours to shine for Jesus. In our small corner, to shine, to delve into the Word, to read the Word, to study the Word, to reflect the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, we bring to thee those that have recently had surgery. Our sister expected to have surgery tomorrow. We ask thy blessing, thy guidance, thy care upon them. Upon those who cannot be with us by reason of illness. Even now as we dismiss, let thy glory and thy peace and thy presence go with us. Take us to our several places of abode in peace and safety. And may it be ours to shine for Jesus in this world of darkness. We ask these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You love? Shine. Shine.